Our topic this evening, who's your donkey? Who's your donkey? Abraham versus Bilam.
So far we have no sheep and who's your donkey?
Right, that's right. Okay, lots of bad jokes this evening.
Turn it around, just turn the grinder.
So, the inspiration for this is the fact that there is a story here. Now, interestingly enough, both of these stories take place in chapter 22 of their respective parshas. The sheet that I did prepare this evening is organized having the two stories which we're going to be looking at paralleling each other, with much focus on the intentions of the individuals and their understandings of what took place in terms of their mission that they went on. And we'll round it out with a couple of Mishnayos of Maseches Avos. We'll actually start with the last one. Okay, let's actually start at the beginning, at the bottom of the page. Okay, this is a Mishnah Maseches Avos, Perek Hay. According to this account of the Mishnayos, it's Mishnah Vav. You know that no two accounts of Maseches Avos have the same Mishnah numbers. They're all, you know, they're all kind of broken up in different ways. So you don't necessarily get even Stephen.
They list the parak.
Right. They don't list the Mishnah. Exactly. Okay. So here in this Mishnah, it talks about 10 things which were created be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashos. Okay, it's a topic of a much longer discussion. What this refers to? It's referring to the 10 things which were created on the very first Friday, after man was created. After, no, certainly all the animals created, man was the last item which was created. And then the Mishnah tells us that there were a number of supernatural items which were created during that time. Okay,
now, I think there's an implication that it was done before the end of creation ends.
Right. Okay, and actually the Rambam talks about it, so I guess I'll take a 2-minute tangent, where the Rambam, in his Perush, in his commentary on the Mishnayos, the Rambam says, you know, are you saying that that these were the last, you know, miracles? Are you saying that these are the only miracles? And he, as a rationalist, says, no, look, a lot of the things which took place in the world, that, you know, certainly the miracles that we read about in Tanakh, such as, you know, every time the water splits 4 times in Tanakh. Right? When the Jews leave Egypt, when they enter Eretz Canaan, and Eliyahu and Elisha, two of the prophets, also split water at certain points in time. Nobody walks on water. Okay. Anyway. Okay, but that's not in Tanakh. Okay, so but in the Tanakh, so the Rambam talks about the things which are in Tanakh. He also says, you know, another supernatural occurrence is the standing of the sun, when the sun stood still for Yahushua. Now, the Gemara also has examples, but he's talking about the ones in the Tanakh, in the Bible.
Which may have happened to
Yaakov. Eat from the sides and get
fine. Okay, but I'm saying, but what's actually in the text is this stuff. So the Rambam says that those things were put into motion when those things were created. Like when the sun was created, it was created in such a way that there will be a point in time when there will be a longer day. You know, when the water was divided, it was put into motion that there will be times when the tides will cease or however it will be, so that the water will split. Okay, so that's the Rambam's approach, and he says that miracles.
So miracle programmed into the
Yeah, exactly. That's what he says. So in other words, what we view as a miracle, according to the Rambam, was pre-programmed into nature.
And therefore everything that happens is a miracle.
Yeah.
By definition.
I mean, or everything that happens is pre-programmed in some way. Okay. So except for human, you know, free will, which is a...
It's not a miracle. The world was created that way. It's just we didn't expect it.
Right. Right. For us, it's a miracle. Exactly. What we call Maase Nisim. Anyway, so... He says these supernatural things are, and what are they? Pi haaretz, at the mouth of the earth. Sorry about that typo in the English. Mouth of the earth. Pi, that's the earth that swallowed Korach. Pi habe'er, the mouth of the well. That's the well that gives water. Which obviously shouldn't give water because it's a rock, but it gives water. Pi ha'ason, the mouth of the of the donkey, and that refers to the mouth of Bilam's donkey that spoke. V'hakeshes, and the rainbow. V'haman, that's not Haman, it's Haman. Okay, the mana. V'hamate, the stick. Is it referring to Moshe's stick or Aaron's stick? Most likely Moshe's stick, the one that brings miracles about. V'hashamir, shamir is reportedly some worm which was used to help cut the stones of the Mikdash. V'haksav, and the font that would go on to, of Hebrew, so to speak. V'hamichtav, and the actual writing in the luchos, in the two tablets. V'haluchos, and the luchos themselves, the tablets. V'yesh omrim, and there are those who say that what other things were created in this Bein HaShemeshos period. Bein HaShemeshos is the dusk, twilight. After sunset, but before the moon has taken over in the sky. So he says, Acha Mazikin, this is the subject of a much longer discussion, Mazikin, those are like demons, I guess. Kvura Soshal Moshe, the burial place of Moshe, which nobody can find, so it has a supernatural element to it. Elo Shel Avraham, the ram of Abraham, Avinu, that's the one that he slaughtered on the top of Mount Moriah in place of his son. Okay, V'yesh Omrim Af. Seves, but Seves, Asuyas. I don't even know what that is, which is why I didn't translate it. Okay, so there we go. So what we have here, interestingly enough, are two of the items which are suggested that were created during this time period are one item relating to Bilam and one item relating to Abraham. Okay? So with that as a background, let us now take a look at these stories. Okay, so we're going to look at the stories from the perspective that Bilam and Avraham were very unique individuals, and each of them had a unique relationship with God, which allowed them to make, to inform the decisions that they made as human beings who have free will and free choice. And it just occurred to me, reading through the story of Bilam, that we have a very obvious parallel, and I hope that by the time we're done, you'll be convinced that there's a very clear parallel. And as we build the case against Bilam, and of course pro Avraham, because we are biased, I'll admit it, I'm biased. We'll see the difference in their perspectives about life and about God. Okay, so the background to the Bilam case, and the Bilam case is on the left side in the top boxes. The background is that the king of Moab, whose name was Balak, wanted to hire Bilam, who was famous for having extraordinary powers of the mouth. In other words, that his speech could, he knew how to time, for example, when the bad graces of God, so to speak, are operating. Even if it's one moment in the day, he knew how to time things right, to catch that moment and to use it against whichever power or essence he was going to be fighting against. So he had this unique relationship. I mean, the Gemara talks about how Bilam was the greatest of the prophets of the non-Jews. And the reason why he was given to the non-Jews is because they complained. They said, look, had we had a guy like Moshe, we would have been just like everybody else. And so the answer is, okay, you had a guy like Bilam, and sorry, Charlie, it didn't work out. Okay? So Balak, who's the king of Moab and who's afraid that the Jewish people are going to be attacking him, Balak sends for Bilam and tries to hire him to come and curse the Jewish people. So Bilam says to the messengers which come to get him, he says, now at the top of the page, Vayomer Alehem, he says to them, Linu fo halayla vashivo siyas kam davar, you sleep here tonight, and I will tell you, Kasher Yidaber Hashem Eli, Vayishvu Sarei Moav Bilam. I will tell you as Hashem speaks to me. Now remember that when we talk about God, there are two ways in which God's name, generally speaking, appears in the Torah. One of them is Yudke Vavke, which is the one that we have here, which is the merciful, which is the name of God which represents compassion and mercy. And the other name of God is the name Elohim, which generally speaking represents judgment and what we call Din.
What about good?
That doesn't appear in the Torah. That's just a form of writing God's name in a sitter, for example, or in some kumashim, to avoid using...
It's an editor's trick.
Right.
Yeah. Which one?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't appear. That doesn't appear.
They didn't have to print it right. You had to give
up it. Right, and then possibly erase it.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's referring to God as Hashem here? As you can, when I say Hashem, I mean Yud Kev Vav Heh, and if I say God, I mean Elohim. Oh, I'll just say Elohim. Okay? So Hashem means Yud Kev Vav Heh, okay?
Yeah.
Who's referring to Hashem here? Who's calling Hashem here?
Oh.
Bilam is. Okay, he says, this is my relationship with the Lord, Hashem. Who speaks to Bilam? Vayavo, Elohim el Bilam, Vayomer, mi anishim elimach, Elohim, who's the God of judgment, comes along and says, hold on a second. Right, exactly. Okay? What's going on here? Why are these guys... Not as if God doesn't know. God very well knows, but he wants to hear Bilam say it. So, Vayomer Bilam El Ha'Elohim. So, Bilam knows who's talking to him. He says, oh, it's not me. Balak ben Sipor, Melch Moshe L'Akilad. Balak sent these guys. Hine Am, I was saying in Mitzrayim, when he chases saying, all right, so tell L'cha na L'ki Kavali Yosel, L'cha Kavali Yosel, Ulai L'cha L'ilachim B'Vagershti. Right, Balak sent these guys because he's afraid of this nation that's come out of Egypt. So Elohim says, "Vayomer Elohim el Bilam, lo zilechi mahen, lo zilechi. You can't go, you can't curse these people. They are blessed." Okay, so judgment says, lay off. Vayakam Bilam baboker, vayomer el sarei Balak, l'chu el artzachem. What does he say? Ki me'ein Hashem, l'siti la'alochim achem. He says, Hashem has not allowed me to talk to you. Hey, my buddy, God of mercy, God of compassion, God who loves me, he said no. Sorry, guys. Okay. So they leave. So they go away. Okay. They tell Balak. Balak sends another group. Okay. Skip to Pasuk Yichas. So, and they come in. They say, we're going to honor you, Pasuk Yichas. Vayahan Bilam Vayomer Elavdei Balak. So Bilam says to the servants of Balak, if Balak will give me all, you know, filled with his house filled with silver and gold, he says, I can't go against the words of Hashem, my God. Okay, again, my buddy, my compassionate, dear buddy God, to do Ketana Gdola.
Does the name Hashem Elokai kind of...
No, Elokai means my God. It's
I love,
not...
I love my master. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's that in there doesn't show any transition? Or?
No.
Okay. In English,
no.
What he was saying was, I can't be bought.
Right. Well, maybe.
Kind of later there. Well, I can be bought this time, but right now I can't manage it.
Right. Right now the boss is saying no. Right now, moonlighting will not work. That's it. So, guess what happens? Okay, and he says... Batash, who knows that you guys also stayed. And I'll hear what Hashem says to me. Who comes to him again? Vayavo Elohim. El Bilam Laila. And he says to him, look, if these guys, in the Kol HaChabar and Hashem, if these guys can be called, you kum lehitam, go with them. But know that the only thing you're going to be able to say is what I tell you. Okay? Vayakam Bilam Baboker, Vayachavoshes Asono, Vayelech Imsarim Olaf. Okay? And notice, by the way, that Bilam doesn't give them a response. He just goes and he saddles his donkey. As soon as he was given permission to leave, he's out the door. And then, oh, by the way, guys, come along with me. You know, vayelechem sarimu. Okay, it's like an afterthought. Vayichar af Elohim ki olechu. Elohim, God of judgment, is angry because he's going. Vayisyatev malach. Oh, I'm sorry, I was supposed to put that. Yeah, I missed one. Okay, malach Hashem baderach l'satan lo. Urochev alasano shnei ne'aravimo. So the malach Hashem stands in his way to stop him, and he has two ne'arim with him. Now, by the way, when I read the Shnei Ne'aravimo, that's when it hit me that there's a major parallel here. Okay, we'll get to the parallel in a minute. And you'll notice that basically in every pasuk now, you have this phrase, Malach Hashem. Sometimes it's the donkey who sees the Malach Hashem, it's either the donkey seeing the Malach Hashem, or the Malach Hashem doing something. And then finally, God opening, or not God, Hashem opening up the mouth of the donkey. Okay. So, not to go through it all, but basically, the Malach Hashem, this angel this compassionate angel, or sent by this, the compassionate side of God, is there, and it scares the donkey off the road, and Bilam keeps hitting it, and finally the donkey speaks to him in Pasuk Chavtaz. He says, "Vayiftach Hashem et pi ha'son." The donkey says, "What have I done to you that you are hitting me three times?" He says, "You mocked me. Had I only had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now." Now the donkey. Now, by the way, that's a pretty embarrassing thing to say to your donkey. Okay, if I only had a sword, you insulted me so much that if I only had a sword, I'd kill you. And the donkey has a pretty good response. He says, "Look, hey, aren't I your donkey? That you've been riding on me for such a long time. You think I did this just to get you in danger?" Bilam says, "You're right. You have it. Okay." Vayigal Hashem es enei Bilam vayaras malach Hashem. So God opened up Bilam's eyes. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And he sees the Malach Hashem standing there with a sword in its hand. He goes down and he bows to it. And the Malach says to him, "Why did you hit your donkey?" And he says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, "The donkey saw me and it went off the path three times. Maybe it went off because of me. Because now I had the opportunity to kill you and let the donkey live." Notice that the angel is using the same language that Bilam used to threaten his donkey. He's basically saying, "Who's the donkey here?" Okay, you know the term. I the old school chumashim. It's not you can't really use this word anymore. You can use it. Okay, but but when you ask that question, you say, "Who's the donkey?" Yeah, that's really what the question is. And the answer seems to be that it's not the donkey who is. So Bilam says, "Chatasi, I sinned. I didn't know that you were standing here." And V'atayim Rabbi Nechal Shuvali, he says, "Look, if it's bad in your eyes, I'll go back." The Malach Hashem says to Bilam, "Look, go with these guys, and just remember that whatever I tell you to do, you're going to say."
You see, I don't know. This pasuk always confuses me.
Yeah,
Bilam, up to this point, the commentators all jab at him every turn and say that he got it himself. He wanted to say that he couldn't wait to go do this. But when he said Chatasi, we see that over and over in Tanakh. When somebody does something wrong, David HaMelech did it. You see that when somebody does something wrong.
You got my Devar Torah in the email?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm going to. That's what I wrote about this week.
Okay. That's the third time I've done that with you.
Yeah, essentially, Jeff, the question is, what's his intent when he says Chatasi? Because he gives an excuse. Why does he say Chatasi?
I didn't see it.
I mean, I think there is nothing different
than the Paro says
Chatati
Lashem. Exactly.
Good point.
When does Paro say Chatati Lashem? In the middle of the Makkah of Barad and in the middle of the Makkah of Arbe. Why is Bilam saying Chatati?
You're not to be killed.
Because there's a guy with a knife over his head.
Okay.
Okay, there are different.
Under duress.
Okay. Is that David's case, to use your example?
No.
Okay, so there's a difference. There are a few cases of people in Tanakh who say Chatati that I sinned. But what is
motivating
their saying that I sin? That's the question.
Okay.
Fine. So we can move right along. Bilam says to Balak, "Build seven mizbechos," and Balak and Bilam they bring a par and an ayil, a cow and a ram on the mizbeach. Okay. Bilam says in the next pasuk, Bilam, he says, "Maybe God will happen across me," meaning Hashem will happen across me. Bilam still thinks he's buddy-buddy. Who appears to Bilam? Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. Okay? So you see what's going on here. It's not, Bilam keeps on thinking, "I have this great relationship," and who keeps on coming and saying, "No"? Okay. When's the only time you see Hashem relating to Bilam as Yudke Vavke?
Here.
When?
When he's putting the words to
oh yes, okay. But Yasim Hashem Devar Befi Bilam Vayomer Shuvel Balak L'Chosad Aber. Right. When he's telling him positively what to say about the Bnei Israel. When else? The only other place is when he's being saved by the angel. Okay, then you see Malach Hashem, Malach Hashem.
Is there anywhere in Tanakh where the term Malach Elohim is used?
Of course.
Malach Elohim as
opposed to Malach
Hashem?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeshua.
Malach Elohim
itself.
That's right. Yeah. It's also in the Torah. Malach Elohim. Malach Elohim does appear. Okay? It absolutely does. Can't think of it, and I didn't think to put that in here, but yeah. Okay, so we have. Yes. Az Yadam Anoach Ki Malach Elokim. Absolutely. Okay? Okay. So here we have.
Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's before you, didn't he learn a son?
No, there's no mention of anything there. That's all Midrash.
Of course, you're going to have it in your other side also with Avraham.
What?
Malach Elokim.
No, it's Malach Hashem.
Malach Hashem.
Yeah, okay? So now let's take a look. The parallel is, I mean, you know, without looking at the actual text, you can imagine some of the parallels. Obviously, Avram goes on a trip, and he has two boys with him, and he has a donkey, and he takes stuff with him. And there's an angel involved, okay? So let's look at the differences. Hey, God of judgment is testing Avram. Okay? And he tells him, take your son, take Yitzchak, and go to the mountain. Pasuk Gimel, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Avraham gets up early in the morning, Vayachavosh es Chamaro, and he saddles his donkey by himself, Vayikach Hashnei Narabito. So the parallel to that, I tried to put them in the same font, kind of, you know, with the bold and everything, is Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and the end of Chapez on the other side. Vayakam Bilam Baboker, Vayachavosh es Asono. So, I mean, why one has a chamor and one has an ason? An ason is, I think, a female donkey, while a chamor is a male donkey. Is a subject of perhaps a different discussion. I certainly didn't research the difference. But in any case, they each do it on their own, and they take two young or younger men with them as assistants. Okay? And Yitzchak, Vayivakatze, Olav, Vayakam, Vayelach, Elamokom, Asher, Amarlo, Ho Elohim. So he's going. Now, what's the difference between Bilam and Avraham? Avraham knows that Elohim is talking to him. Bilam hears Elohim talking to him, but he thinks that Yud-Kevavke is talking to him. Okay, so that's our first major distinction. Avraham is going to the place Asher Amar Lo Elohim. That's what it says. It's not like, oh no, I'm waiting for Hashem to appear, or Hashem is my buddy. He says, this is a test. Okay, I'm going to go do it.
The overall framework's different, though, in that Bilam's going because he wants to. Avram's going because he wants to do what he thinks Hashem wants us to do. Bilam wants to do it because Bilam wants to do it.
Right. So that's a very fine distinction, and I'm gonna phrase it even a little more finely after we read through it. Okay. So skip to the next part where there's bold. Okay, Yitzchak says to Avraham, "Where's the animal?" And Avraham says, "Elohim, you're Eloaseh." Okay, this is God's show, Elohim, God's show. So God will show us the sheep, and they continue going. They get to that place. Okay, that's parallel to Balak and Bilam making their seven mizbeachs. He makes this mizbeach, puts on the wood, etc. And finally, Avraham, pasuk yud, vayishlach Avraham yisido vayikach es ma'acheles l'shchod es b'no. Avraham has in his hand the knife to kill his son. Vayikrai lav malach Hashem in Hashemayim vayom Avraham Avraham vayom hinein. So the malach of Hashem comes along and says, "Don't do it." Okay, he stops Avraham. Vayomer al tishlach yarecha lanar. Don't send your hand on the boy. Al taslam huma. Don't harm him anyway. Yatayidati ki yirei Elohim ata. We know that you fear God. Okay, because this is all a God thing, an Elohim thing, and you have filled in whatever God has told you to do to the point that I stopped you. Okay. Okay, now Avram is taking a ram. We saw Bilam also took a ram and a cow, but Avram is taking a ram, and he's doing it in place of his son. And finally, after all this, finally Avraham realizes that this wasn't about Elohim. It seemed like it was Elohim all along, but what was this really all about? Only after the switch has been made. Not Yitzchak who's going to die, but But the ram that dies, or that's brought as an offering?
Which was just found there, right?
Right. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh. He calls the place Hashem Yireh, Asher, which means that God will be seen. Asher Yomer Yom Bahar Hashem Yireh. It can be said that on the mountain, God is seen, or on the mountain of God, He is seen. Okay? Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avraham. The Malach Hashem calls to Avraham. A second time, he says, he's sworn. To be nishpati mim Hashem is the word. It's the word of God sworn to me that since you did this, you're going to be blessed. Skip to the very last verse when Avram leaves. Vayashav Avraham al Ne'arav vayakumu vayachu yachtav be'er Sheva. That Avram returns to his assistants, and they go to Be'er Sheva. And the last verse on the other side is vayakam Bilam vayelech vayashav b'mkamo. Bilam gets up, and he too returns home. Okay, so we have very interesting parallels. Gerald's insight before us, I'm just going to fine-tune it, is this. Both Avraham and Bilam are told by Elohim, look, go. Okay, that's what you want to do, go. And Avraham isn't told, if that's what you want to do, go. But in other words, they take from what God tells them to go to translate in their own minds what it is that they're going to do. The difference is, but of course, in both cases, what they think they're going to do, and here's the difference between what you said and here's what I'm adding, is that what they think that they're going to do is, in both cases, not what God intends for them to do. Okay? God never wanted Yitzchak to die, and God never wanted the Jews to be cursed. Okay? In both cases, they're sent on a mission, and in their mind's eye, they have an image of what it is. The difference is that because Bilam basically deceived himself by keeping on thinking, oh, yeah, you know what? When I get there, everything will work out the way that I want. Because he keeps on thinking, no, Hashem is merciful, and Hashem is my buddy, and Hashem wants me to do what I'm being hired to do. Even though Elohim says don't go. Elohim is saying don't go because maybe it's not so good for me, but it'll be good. It'll all work out. Avram says, no, this is Elohim. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't know what it's all about. But I'm going to go because this is what he wants. And I'm going to do what he wants. What's the other difference? That when the Malach Hashem comes along, okay, in both cases there is a knife involved. The Malach Hashem in Bilam's case is holding it in his hand. And in Avram's case, Avram's holding it in his hand. Okay? The Malach Hashem is able to stop who? Right away. No, Avraham. Avraham. I'm saying between Avraham and Bilam. Yeah. He's able to stop Avraham, and Avraham is the one, because his eyes are open, because Avraham's not deceiving himself, because Avraham says, look, this is an Elohim moment. I'm here. Malach Hashem can come along and say, stop. And Avraham goes, stop? Yeah, stop. Okay, I'll stop. Bilam, because his mind is so clouded, he can't see Malach Hashem. Because he thinks that even if he sees the Malach Hashem, he thinks the Malach Hashem is on his side. What does he say to the Malach Hashem? He says, Chatasi, right? What's my sin? Is his sin that I left home when God, when Hashem was telling me not to, or when God was telling me not to? Is the sin that I got on the donkey? Is the sin that I hit the donkey? Or is the sin that I didn't see you? Look what he says. What pasuk is it? He says, it's in Pasuk Lamed Daled. By Yomer Bilam El Malach Hashem Chatasi, I've sinned. Ki lo yadati ki atan nitzav lekrosi. He says, what's my sin?
Chatasi could be a different punctuation. Chatasi, I sinned.
It could be. You're right.
I sinned.
That reminds me of the old joke. When Stalin took over in Russia, so he gets into this big square and he says, I have here a letter from Trotsky, who's given up, and he reads some telegram, and he says, "You are right. You are the true leader." Or no, I have a letter from Lenin. I don't remember the word. But anyway, he says, "You are the true leader of the Russian people." Signed, Lenin. I'm messing up the names. So this little Jew comes along, and of course he's anti both of these groups, and he gets up. He says, "No, you're reading it wrong." And he gets up there, and he says. Dear Stalin, you were right and I was wrong. You are the true leader of the Russian Revolution. Same, you know, it can be read that way. I don't know, but most people. No, chatasi ki lo yadati ki nitzav ki atani nitzav likrasi.
Like Yaakov when he went before Yitzchak,
Still there?
Well, what are they saying?
Anochi.
Anochi. Pause. Esav Bechorecha.
Anochi
Bechorecha. But the point is that Bilam is saying that my sin is, I didn't know that you were standing before me. And had you known, because had your eyes been open, then you would have stopped, and you wouldn't even say to the guy, to the angel, look, if it's bad in your eyes, I'll go home. Look, it is bad. Every indication was given to you that it's bad. Go home. And he keeps on going. So, I don't think I need to, plug the Avraham side versus the Bilam side. But the point is, yeah, we see this in politics. You know, you're talking about, it's like when you repeat the same lie over and over again, eventually you start believing it. If everybody says that this boat was peace, I mean, they're attacking people who came on just to inspect. That's not peace. But people, you know, the blind, right? The blind, the blind say, "No, what are you talking about? Peace? How can you not see it
for what it is? I mean,
right? Exactly for what it is." And the point is that they're just so blind, they have such a blind hatred and no rational thinking,
right.
that oh no, they're just practicing with baseball bats on, I don't know.
The soldiers.
It's soft.
The soldiers provoked.
Are you talking about the New York Times?
Right. No.
I have one quick question.
Yes, sir.
Are you more or less done now?
No, we've got to do the last Mishnah and then conclude our difference between Avram and Bilam.
Go ahead. I have a question on Pasuk up to you, everybody.
Okay, so we'll get to it afterwards. So let's take a look at our last Mishnah. Okay? Mishnah Avos Perakei Mishnah Yutas Kol Mishi Yesh B'yadav Shlosha Devar Mahalalu Mitalmidav Shal Avram Avinu Shlosha Devar Macher Mitalmidav Shal Bilam HaRasha. See, now isn't it amazing that of all two people to compare in a Mishnah, who do they compare? Avram and Bilam. Which is why I found this a fascinating source to weave the whole thing together, because you have two different perspectives and they're right here. And I mean, do you all see the parallels? They're clear, right? I mean, there's, you can't deny that those parallels are there. They're there. So you can either be of the students of Avram or the students of Bilam. What are the students of Avram? Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shfala, or Shfela. It says a good eye, a low spirit. Now, low spirit doesn't mean that you're humble spirit. Good, but better way to put it. The nefesh shvela and a meek soul. Now, this doesn't mean that you think of yourself as a nobody, but it means that you know that in relation to God, you know, there's a lot to improve upon, as we all know, and that you look upon things for what they are. What's an ayin tova? That you see things for what they are, but you also have a positive eye when you look at things. Okay, what's Bilam? Bilam just doesn't see things for what they are. He's got his, I don't know what colored glasses. They're not rose colored, but they're maybe blood colored glasses. So that's the Avram side. And what's Bilam's side? Hold on. That's Mitalmidav. Okay. Ayin Ra'ah, V'ruach Gevoah, V'nefesh Rechava, Mitalmidav Shel Bilam Arasha. Hey, and if you have a bad eye, and you have a haughty spirit, and you have a widened nefesh, in other words, you think that you're the man, so to speak, then you're of the students of Bilam HaRasha. What's the difference between Ma'abein Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu and Talmidav Shal Bilam? What's the difference between the students of Avram and the students of Bilam? Talmidav Shal Avram Avinu Ochlin Balam Azev and Ochlin Balam Abba. Avram Avinu's students eat in this world and they inherit in the world to come. In other words, they know what their food is for, so to speak. I mean, to use the actual concept of food, it's the difference between living to eat and eating to live. Okay, Avram's students
eat to live.
Okay, v'nochalim ba'olam haba, and they inherit the world to come. Shenemar, as it says in Mishlei, l'hanchil ohavai yesh ve'otzrosehem amale, that will to inherit to my beloved and will fill their treasuries. Aval Talmidav Shel Bilam, but the students of Bilam, HaRasha, Yorshin Gehenim Yodin Leber Shachas, they inherit Gehenim, and they go down Leber Shachas, literally means the deep wells, but it's referring to just purgatory. Shenemar, this is the phrase which we hear when people make a siyum, but it's from Tehillim, And you, God, you will bring them down to Be'er Shachas, and Sheid Damim Umirma, blood, you know, and trickery type of people, where their days should not last, and I will put trust in you.
I'm just seeing a parallel right now where six Palestinians are in a room arguing that the Bilam side is better than the Abraham side.
Oh, absolutely, of course. But that's why they're Talmid of Bilam, and as opposed to Talmidim of Avram Avinu. So I think that what we can take just from the images, you know, from the overall picture which is put together. Now, speaking to the choir, of course, by saying that our job is to be the Talmidim of Avraham and to look at Avraham as a model for how we should relate to God. But I think that this idea that, you know, and of course this also relates back to the first, you know, to the original Mishnah that we looked at, which is at the bottom, that both of these guys had an opportunity where whatever what it was that you know, that was the switch for both of them, was created at the same time as well. In other words, the opportunity was set into motion that Bilam could take this encounter with his donkey speaking to him and say, oh, this was set into motion from a certain time, I mean, from a special time, is Ben HaShemashos, you know, that twilight of the sixth day of creation. And he could take that and take it into a point where as Avraham does, right, if Elo Shel Avraham, if Avraham's ram was created at that time, what does Avraham do? Once he uses the aisle, Avraham creates the switch. He switches from thinking that this is all Elohim, judgment, saying, I got to kill my son. He says, no, this is all compassion. This is love. This is the ultimate love where God is saying to me, look, you prove yourself to me at this moment, all you're going to get from me is compassion. You don't see Elohim after that. Bilam doesn't get it. And that's why Bilam is so confused. That's why there's Elohim. That's why there's Hashem.
And the ram form becomes a symbol of forever. A symbol of tshuva, forgiveness.
Right. And what's the symbol of Bilam? Exactly. Okay. You know, maybe there's maybe there's poetry in there, nonetheless. So the message is that there are opportunities which we have, and that if we have the right perspective, as did Avraham, then we can walk away with the grandest of lessons. Right? They say this is the greatest test of Avraham, and he passed it with more than flying colors. And ultimately, if we can learn to be like Avraham, then we can fulfill what the Mishnah says here, which is to ochel ba'olam hazeh and nochel olam haba, to eat that what we're supposed to in this world. It doesn't necessarily mean eating food, and to ultimately inherit the world to come, as opposed to the way of Bilam, which has absolutely no future. You may enjoy some moments of this life, but ultimately, you're going nowhere.
Definitely beat your
ass. Going nowhere, and you're going nowhere fast.
Good.